Anka planted his feet wide and set his pylon-like arms so he leaned in over the cats.
Tell me the truth. My people were promised warriors in a fight, and they did not even attempt to come.
Shire and Jarvis, both a little wide-eyed with Anka looming over them, shrank into each other.
No. Or rather, yes. What I'm saying, the whole thing got scrubbed as soon as Martinez got in with all that talk about a respite at the last election.
That's what happened, all right. No warm shit.
Martinez don't think too much of Groggs. Said whole lot of them wasn't worth one son of Texas. I think that's how he said it. It was in a speech he gave at the War College. Got reprinted and distributed, like all his speeches.
He loves giving speeches and sending bulletins. Keeps us in writing paper and ass wipes every month.
Now he's made an enemy of one.
My David, you will do me the honor of hearing this oath.
Anka drew his utility knife, and taking great handfuls of his golden mane, began to trim it down to stubble, with a good deal of nicks and cuts in the process. He threw his head back.
For your benefit, my David, I will translate. Hear me, souls of the fathers in paradise. Before I join you, I will take my fallen brother's revenge from General Martinez.
I've never wanted to do a grog before, but I'd consider it with that one.
Ouch. That's not a team change, that's a different league.
You'll have to wait in line behind me, old horse.
You take my words lightly?
Valentine felt a stab. He'd never had so much as a harsh word from the gentle giant. Anka laughed at misfortune and bore hunger and discomfort with the same equanimity as he accepted sirloins and feather beds.
I'm sorry, my friend. If we survive this, I'll say goodbye to Colonel Lambert and follow you right to Martinez's headquarters, if that's what you want to do. What we have to do now is to find your people and see if there's anything that can be done to help them.